I just moved in with my son, and it ain't working. There's a lot of tension between us. I guess I didn't see he had a whole new life planned for himself, and I kind of got in the way.
And that's from Frasier. And if you're a parent of a grown kid and you've moved back in with them, like Dad has with Frasier, you may anticipate, oh, this will be wonderful. I can reconnect with my kid and we'll have good times and we'll have that bond we never had before. And maybe that's the case. Or maybe you have the rude awakening that your child has his own life or her own life, and that you're an intrusion on that life, and that your expectations weren't what your loving child expected. And maybe they expected you to have a more limited role in their life. How do you deal with all of the undercurrents that go on in these types of relationships? And how do you make them not undercurrents, but be able to communicate openly about what each of your needs are and to find a way to compromise to meet the needs in a way that neither of you feels taken advantage of? I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist here to take your calls and questions on anything that's stressing you out, causing you anxiety, causing you guilt, causing you anger, causing you sadness, or maybe it's none of the above. You just want to improve your life. You're more optimistic and you want something better to be happening in your life. Pick up the phone and give me a call. Toll free 1-877-DRKENNER. And right now I want to welcome Ronald to the show. Ronald, you're wondering how long to wait before starting a new relationship?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Tell me your situation.
Well, I was in a seven-year relationship. There was a lot of verbal and emotional abuse in the relationship.
Which way? Two-way?
Both ways.
Two-way.
Both ways.
Okay.
Yeah, two-way. There's a five-year-old child involved in the relationship. Also.
Okay.
In the relationship.
Yeah.
And the relationship just ended maybe about a month ago. And I'm concerned whether or not I should move into another relationship right now. I mean, I've had thoughts of doing that because I still feel a lot of pain right now. But this past month, what I've chose to do so far is I jumped into reading and started working out and exercising so far. That's what I've been doing at this point.
Okay. How's your child doing?
He's doing great. He's doing great. He seems to be doing fine emotionally. I still have contact with him. I'm in the process of setting up joint physical and legal custody. I've spoke with the mom about this joint legal and physical custody thing, and, you know, she seems to be on the same page with it. There doesn't really seem to be any problem there.
So you don't think you'll have a bad custody battle or anything
No.
like that? Okay.
No.
Because the reason I ask that is, as a dad, if you're trying to put your life back together and you're wondering whether you should date, or how soon should you date afterwards? One of the main things, if you went on and jumped into another relationship and abandoned your son, the
yeah.
guilt that you would feel from that should be enormous, because what happens with a kid is that the two things they fear most, or that are most damaging to a kid, and I can't speak for every kid, obviously, but the two things in a divorce situation or a separation situation that really are troubling to a child are, you want to take a stab at it, I guess?
Troubling to a child?
Yeah.
I would say the parents having a lot of conflict.
Yes, that's one. You want to try another one?
And the other one, I would say not being able to see the child on a regular basis.
Abandonment. Abandonment by one parent or both parents, where they just feel like they want to move on in their life and start a new relationship, and the child represents baggage from the old relationship. And even though you don't want it to feel that way, it does feel that way. You really want to get help if that, you haven't said that that's the case, but if you have any of those feelings, keep it in, try to see it from your son's eyes. And see that he's a unique individual, and I think that you will heal faster. You talked about the pain, if
yeah.
you feel like a strong parent. Now, in terms of dating, is there a woman that you're interested in?
Well, there is a woman that I've had in mind. I mean, we haven't spoken in a long time. But I'm just kind of nervous about even doing that right now because, like I said, I'm still feeling a lot of pain from the other relationship. So I'm kind of nervous about even jumping into that. I saw a quote online from another specialist.
Yeah.
It said you cannot attract a partner who is healthier than you.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't
well, you can, but it's going to be hard for that person to admire you. You know, if
yeah.
they're looking for a soulmate, if they want to assume a caretaker role, or if they want to assume a parental role, then it's a little bit, you're carving out a different type of relationship. The pain you're talking about, who left whom?
She actually initially left me.
She left you, but you went back and forth a bit because you said initially?
Yeah, we did go back and forth a bit. We got back together, we separated, got back together, and then finally it just ended.
And if your pain could speak, what would it say? What's the essence of your pain?
Abandonment, I feel.
Okay, so you're going through it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hurt, yeah.
So did she catch you off guard?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, kind of, yeah. Well, another issue to it that kind of confuses me is that, you know, not only did she catch me off guard, but it's been about 30 days, and she's in another relationship already.
Okay, so she moved on. So did she yeah. already have that in the background while you guys
no.
were?
No, it's just, you know, I know that it's new, you know.
Okay.
It wasn't in the background. It's very new.
So you feel replaced?
Yeah.
It's not just tossed aside. I know... I had a babysitter once that gave me a very negative imagery about dating.
Yeah.
Luckily, I never held that. But she says, men are like a box of Kleenex. You pick one out, you use it, you throw them away, you take another one out. Awful imagery, huh?
Yeah.
So luckily, I never kept that. I've been married for 36, 37 years. I've stopped counting. And
yeah,
very happily.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, so you want to have a much better image, and you don't want to abandon your son, and you don't want to abandon someone else even closer than your son. Guess who that is?
Yeah.
Are you on the phone?
Yes. And also, sorry for that.
Okay.
And also, you know, I don't want the next relationship that I do get in, I don't want us, you know, emotionally, verbally hurting each other. I don't want to go through that again.
Right. So you want to put yourself together. You don't want to abandon yourself. You
yeah.
want to process all of the pain that you're going through, or at least the essence of the pain. You started to do it talking with me, but this obviously isn't therapy. So
yeah.
if you wanted to, if you could find a cognitive therapist or a good therapist nearby, it may pay to go to a couple of sessions just to process the pain you've gone through so you don't end up carrying it unprocessed because you're just setting yourself up for more pain. And in terms of dating, you know, you want to feel like you're comfortable with yourself. You don't want to be leaning on someone else and getting into a relationship. Plus, you'll be introducing your son to someone new. You know, it really depends on a full context. Because I can tell you, I broke up with a guy when I was in college. I don't know if he broke up with me or I broke up with him. See what time does, you forget.
Yeah.
but we ended a relationship around Christmas, and I promised myself I wouldn't jump into another relationship. No, we didn't have kids. And I dated during that holiday season, January 2nd, a guy asked me out, and guess who that guy was?
Your husband?
My husband. So I ended up dating within a week, and it ended up positively, but you have more. You're still going through the pain. I had processed a lot of the pain, and it was like the final straw for me. With you, I think you need to do, it sounds like you need to give yourself more processing, and your own ambivalence is some evidence of that. And then you can go to a coffee shop with this woman, maybe get to know her, but, you know, just be good to yourself first. So listen, thank you so much for the call. And you can also, I have a book you can get, it's The Selfish Path to Romance, How to Love with Passion and Reason. That means you value yourself, which is what you're looking for, and your partner. And you can go to Amazon.com, Ronald.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you looking to get into a new relationship? Well, pick up this book, The Selfish Path to Romance, with Dr. Ellen Kenner and with Dr. Edward Locke. The first chapter is free online. Go to her website. It's drkenner.com. This book, without question, is important for those in a healthy relationship or maybe those that are seeking a healthy, loving, mature relationship. Do you find that you're always picking the wrong partner? Or maybe it's someone that you know. Choosing the right partner. How to cherish your partner. Creating intimacy. It's Dr. Ellen Kenner, The Selfish Path to Romance. It's available on Amazon right now. Romance doesn't just happen. This book brings you closer to the passion, love, excitement you desire in a romantic relationship. Listen, before you join a dating service, first read Dr. Kenner's book. The first chapter is free online. Go to her website, drkenner.com, available on Amazon right now.